Burned forests are not quiet places, says Connie Mamel.
It's very lively in the forest immediately after a fire. Very lively. And a lot of that liveliness is insects.
Mamel studies insects for the U.S. Forest Service. She's based in Wenatchee. For her, busy fire years like this one are exciting times because they bring a surge in certain bugs.
You can walk through the woods and sometimes you can hear that sort of scratchy, squeaky, like something was chewing on wood.
That would be the larva of a wood-boring beetle she likens to the undertaker of dead trees. Add to that the sound of a horntail wasp.
They make a whirring with their wings that goes, and you'll hear that. Sometimes right by your ear.
Mamel says the same dense smoke that's causing a public health concern acts like a beacon that draws these insects. And the insects, in turn, draw birds, like the Clark's nutcracker.
They will go flying after these beetles like hawks and catch them in the air. But then they don't eat them in the air. They'll land on a tree, and they'll eat that beetle, and then they'll talk to each other. They'll caw, caw, caw. Guess they're proud of themselves or maybe excited at this great food source.
Mamel says there are winners and losers after every fire. She expects to see a dent in the Northwest population of a budworm that's been feasting on fir needles. In that case, Mamel says, their loss could be a gain for forest health. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.